You are listening to Sabahul Muslim on Radio Islam International. Undoubtedly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the noble Quran, لِتَدَبُّرِهِ وَالْعَمَلِ بِهِ, so that we may reflect on it and practice upon it. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Sad, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. This is a book that we have revealed, which is blessed, so that you may reflect on its verses and that the people of intelligence take heed. Now, practicing upon this ayat, let us look at another verse of the Quran and let us reflect on this particular verse in Surah Tahrim, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs man by saying, يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Oh, you will believe, save yourself and your family from the fire. Such a fire, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ. The fuel of the fire is man as well as stone. عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاذٌ شِدَادٌ. They are angels that have been deputed upon this fire who are very strong and stern. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم, who do not disobey Allah in what Allah has instructed them, ويفعلون ما يؤمرون, and they do as they've been instructed to do. So what does Allah say in the first part? That we need to save ourselves and our family. We need to save ourselves and our families from the fire of Jahannam. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali bin Abi Talib رضي الله عنه said, أدبوهم وعلموهم, that when Allah says, save your family, how do you save them? You save them by teaching them etiquette and passing on to them knowledge of deen, developing their character and giving them sound Islamic knowledge. That is how you save them from the fire of Jahannam. Ask yourself, am I giving my children good knowledge? Am I working on their character to develop their character? Because that is what the Quran demands from me. Qatada rahimahumullah said, تأمرهم بطاعة الله وتنهاهم عن معصية الله. You save them from Jahannam by instructing them to obey Allah and by prohibiting them from the disobedience of Allah, that they remain steadfast on what Allah has instructed, and you continue to encourage them, to assist them. فَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ لِلَّهِ مَعْصِيَةً, and when you see that they disobey Allah, then you need to rebuke them and you need to reproach them. As I indicated, that these days the acts of disobedience, the sin are taken, you know, the laws of Allah are taken as mere guidelines. So, yeah, we try to our best to fulfill. If we can't, you know, then it's okay. So we have adopted a very casual attitude towards deen. Furthermore, in the verse, Allah says, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Save your family from such a fire. The fuel of it is man as well as stone. So what will be thrown into the fire as fuel to it will be the bodies of man as well as stone. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, "Hiya hijaratun min kibrit al-aswad," from black sulfur. That is the type of stone when it will be thrown into the fire. Furthermore, description about this fire, "Alayha mala'ikatun ghiladun shidad." Upon the fire, deputed to take control of the fire, are such angels that are very strong and very stern. Meaning that they are stern in their character, very harsh. They rebuke, and the words they would exchange would be very harsh and hard. That you just listen to the voice and you'll become scared. You'll look at their sight and their disposition and their physique, and that will be very frightening. So this will be part of the punishment for the people of Jahannam. These angels are such, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They will not disobey Allah in what they've been instructed to do, and they do as they've been instructed. So there's no way, you know, sometimes someone has been instructed to carry out a command. You talk to them very kindly. Maybe the sheriff office has come with an interdict or something like that, a court order. You speak to the man, you're able to overcome him. People even think of bribing them, and they're able to get out of a predicament. There'll be no bribery. there'll be no kind word that will change their way or approach. They have an instruction and they are there to carry out that instruction, and that is what they will do. So that is the angels that are on the fire. What are we being told in this verse is to save ourselves from the fire together with our family. Part of how do we save ourselves? The hadith says, "Muru awladakum bis salah wa hum abna'us sab'i sinin." Instruct your children to perform salah when they are 7 years old. Wadribuhum 'alayha, and rebuke them, reprimand them, even physically when they are 10 years old. Wa farriqu bainahum fil madaji, and at that age you keep them in separate rooms, let them sleep separately so that they learn the etiquette of the deen of Islam. This is really a frightening verse when it talks about the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what Allah has prepared for his enemies in terms of punishment, in terms of rebuke. Remember, the fire of this world is nothing compared to the fire of this akhirah. In fact, the hadith says, "Narukum hadhihi allati tuqidu," the fire that you light in this world is just a 1/70th portion of the fire of Jahannam. And the sahaba said, you know, the fire of this world will be sufficient. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the fire of Jahannam is even far greater. We will have to stand before Allah and answer. It is for us to practice and to comply, to make effort to save ourselves from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah give us the ability to do such actions, which will result in our Savior from the fire of Jahannam.